It's Aaron Scene's After Party.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Freddy's Christmas Special. It's Aaron Scene's After Party. I'm your man, Aaron Scene, and we got a very special lineup. I got to remind you, make sure you check out the After Party store, afterpartyinc.com. The Rumps and Bumps jerseys are only available for about a month or so. Then we're taking them off till jersey season because it's winter season. It's no longer jersey season. And right now, let's get to our beautiful staff, our beautiful lineup that we have. First up, we got our very beautiful co-host, Miss Scissor Babu in the building, y'all.
Hello, hello.
Shout out.
How you doing?
Good. I'm feeling good.
You look like you were sitting on a Lakers courtside game right now.
I was in the snow. I had to fly my jet over here just to make it today. So.
You gotta stay warm. You gotta stay warm.
Even though there's a heater in the court.
You gotta stay warm. It's cold out there, and a hoe never get cold. Is that right, Boo?
Hoes don't get cold, but I get cold all the time.
But she's cold all the time. Mm-hmm. And now, our very special guest for the evening, he goes by three letters, I win. Three words. It's Mr. Don't Follow Freddy.
Hey, shout out Aaron C having me here today. Appreciate you, my boy.
My man, I actually pulled up. We talked about this last Thursday because we do the Wolf together on Thursdays. I was a little nervous because I woke up Monday. I was like, dude, what if he was all fucked up? You know, what if he's talking shit?
Yeah, I thought the same
he's
thing
about
you.
He's not going to pull up. So I was like, I'm going to wait a little later. I'm not going to text him. I texted him, and he's like, hey, I'm down. I'm like, all right, that's what I'm fucking talking about.
I thought
about.
You were just bullshitting, too. I ain't going to lie. So I was like, all right, I was just waiting for him to hit me up. Because we were both lit and shit. So I was like,
I know.
All
right. I was already like, fuck, man. He's already coming up with the, I work. I was coming up with the work excuse.
Yeah. No cap, though. After he told me, let's do it, I was just telling all my friends, like, I'm about to be on this boy's podcast. That's lit.
We're about to.
I fuck with bro, so I was
You know what the podcast is about, dog.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I know Vu's got some questions lined up, right, Vu?
Let's go.
Hey,
this is crazy.
Freddy, go ahead and introduce yourself, dog. Let everybody know who you are.
My name is Freddy Garcia, a.k.a. The Don. You know what I mean? I'm a big promoter here in El Paso / bartender. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Self Made. Shout out to Wealth and Love. Clothing brands that I promote. Shout out Aaron Scene for having me and let's get this shit started.
We gotta get into a Rumps and Bumps shirt, doc.
All right, let's do it. Or a hat, whatever
a
you
hat
got
or
for
something.
Me.
I'm gonna hook you up.
I mean, you can start making some thongs.
I got
oh,
you.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Some thongs?
Oh yeah, I'll start giving them hoes out real quick. Hey.
So I'll wear it myself.
Hey, nah, but yeah, for real though. I need one of those.
Appreciate you coming on, man. So you bartend here in El Paso.
Yeah.
You're a horny boy.
Horny as fuck.
I've seen some of your videos, doc. So let's roll it back a little bit. All right, because Freddy, I followed Freddy for a while, but then I started seeing his videos. I think it was this past. I'm pretty sure it was this past summer. A bunch of naked hoes in a hot tub.
Naked hoes
all over a pool. Backyard party. I don't know why I wasn't invited, but it's okay.
He will be invited next summer. We just barely started like talking recently because you barely started working where I work at.
Yeah, we kind of started working together.
It all started one time when I had a pool party and then girls got naked. And then ever since then, like if I'm throwing a pool party, I always say there's no guys, just girls.
Like bad bitches.
Yeah. Like this last pool party I threw, I made them pay $40 each head for guys. Girls were free.
$40 a head?
So yeah, I'll charge them $4 a head for the guys.
Damn.
And I'll just invite bad bitches, you know what I mean? And we would just have, you know what I mean? By the end of the night, like I wasn't really fucking with none of them. They were just fucking each other. So that was the crazy part. Like honestly, I think it's better with no guys at a pool party because you know some shit happens. You know what I mean? It's kind of getting weird.
A little too fucked up. They fuck up the party.
Yeah. That's what usually happens. You get a little liquor in some dudes. They just got liquid courage.
You get a lot of girls around them. They want to they tough as fuck. You know, they ruin the party, dog.
Yeah, and that's what I get paid for on the day on my road days, like promoting. I get paid for just having girls around, and like they're just all cool. I'm respectful to all of them, and we just all have a good time. You feel me?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. So how did you come up with the name Don't Follow Freddy?
Bro, I don't even know.
I like it too.
I don't even know. I don't know why I came up with that name. It was like a long time ago when I first. It's been my same name since I started Instagram. I never changed it.
That's what it's about. Like, I've been Voodoo ever since.
So sometimes people tell me to change it. Why don't you say it to like the Don Freddy or some shit? And I was like, nah, that's just what I've been to my whole life. So might as well just leave it like that.
Right. Hell yeah.
Okay. I've never seen a name like that. So I was just like, all right, fuck it.
And here he is now. The one and only.
Hell yeah.
Don't fall. So tell us about you bartending, dog. Where you bartended at? Promoted at?
So this is a long story short. I used to work at Bar City. That's where I started. I used to just be a consumer, and I would just go and watch.
Consumer?
I could only afford a beer. And then one time, some guy named Izzy, I'm pretty sure everybody know who Izzy is, he gave me an opportunity to bartend on the patio because none of the girls wanted to.
Was it cold?
It was cold. It was whatever, but they just couldn't make sales out there.
Okay.
So he said, "Hey, bro, you want to try out bartending?" I was like, "The fuck, I don't."
I don't know nothing about bartending.
Yeah, so I went out there, I packed out the patio, then I went inside. Then I almost fought one of my best friends, DJ Dion. I almost fought him.
Oh, he's your best friend? Okay.
one of my homies.
Yeah.
So then they brought me back saying, "Oh yeah, like you don't have to bartend. We'll just pay you to party and bring girls."
Promote. You gotta just promote real quick.
And ever since then, it's been a wrap. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. So what are you doing now? What's your weekend look like?
Fridays at my other bar.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday I'm at Wolf.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And then what about today? You're supposed to be at Wolf?
I'm supposed to be at Wolf today, but I made some arrangements to get there a little late. You know what I mean? So I had to do a video with Eric Scene over here.
You know, we got to turn up just a little bit.
But I'm going to get down. We're going to make some money. They're going to make some money. Everybody happy.
Wednesdays get down. Have you ever been to Wednesdays at Wolf?
Never. Dude, when?
Shout out Louie. Shout out Mahara. Shout out Dickie.
Shout out to Dickie and them. Wednesdays get, Omar. Like, if you want to go to a dope Wednesday spot,
what
the Wolf.
Is it on?
It's on the east side.
Okay. Literally right next to Timmy's on Loma Land.
The OG Timmy's.
Right there by the Mangoes and...
Yeah, that is Mangoes. It's downstairs.
It's underground bar, though.
Two bars that connect.
It's just tight. You got to go check it out.
You've been there. To go see you that one time.
Yes, the first time. Yes, you've been there. Downstairs.
She didn't even know. She thought the whole thing was called Mangoes. She thought the whole thing was called Mangoes. And no, but
I thought it was Mangoes upstairs, Mangoes downstairs. Mangoes part one and part two.
Exactly. That's crazy because
those places used to be called Bar City.
Yeah, I remember Bar City. I never went to below though.
Yeah,
you it was like you go. You worked there.
It was exclusive access. Like you usually had to know somebody or pay a membership.
Tell us a little bit about that, doc. So we know about. We've heard stories.
I'll tell you the truth, man. I don't care. So go we ahead. Used to have a bar called Below that we used to ran under Bar City, right?
Okay.
So you used to have a membership, okay? And you would have to put a thing on your camera. To cover the cameras or to take your phone away because you can't go down there because it was exclusive. You feel me? Maybe we should just have girls in bikinis serving drinks and stuff. And, like, nothing but real estate people, real rich people would go down there because the bottles and drinks that we were serving, they were well over $20 each drink.
Yeah.
So you had to have money to go down there. But when we went down there, it was private. You could do whatever you want. That's how you sit.
Like, what are you, okay.
Break what do I mean down. By whatever you
what
want?
What do you mean when you say whatever
like,
you want?
Just like, I don't know. Just like,
I like how we all get comfortable.
Hey,
we all pay attention.
Like, shit happens. You feel me? Like, if you got to do all that, obviously they're doing shit that, you know what I mean? You shouldn't be doing it.
All right, so like, tell us what's something you saw down there.
I never saw nothing down there.
No?
I never wanted to go down there.
You never went down there?
Nah. I never heard nothing bad about it either. Just girls walking around in bikinis. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, just rich men down there vibing.
Yeah. Like, one of the stories I heard about below was they used to show porn down there.
Yep, they actually have it's still there right now if you want to go check it out.
Well, so they had this. We work there.
Right? They had this pillar in the middle, right? And then it has a peek hole. You could look right in, and they used to play porn right there.
In the pillar
in the bar during
like a glory
work
hole?
Hours.
Like
yeah,
a glory hole?
Oh, it was a glory hole.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't a glory hole. Like it was literally like a door. Like you know how you get on a door?
Yeah.
Like you come through the door like a peephole. So all you can see is porn. But not like I don't know what they put now. There's an iPad still there, but if it was up
they
to me,
they got Miss Rachel on.
Nah, but they used to play porn right there.
What the fuck? Damn. How many times do you see people? Always. You never been down there, so. Yeah, you wouldn't know how many times I'd go after looking in.
They usually did that stuff on Wednesdays, though, type stuff.
What?
Wednesdays, they used to have just like company parties.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. They used to have company parties there for like real estate or whatever.
And was Below always there? Or was it because I had been to Bar City, but nobody had ever told me about Below.
No. So Below was built, you know what I mean? Because I was making them cheddar. So they was able to build downstairs.
Yeah.
On the basement downstairs, it was just, they had a room with a bed, and it was just like all blank. Looked like a little garage down there.
What?
So they turned that shit
so
into
a
bar.
So it wasn't even like a bar down there.
Nothing. They made all that shit.
I had a friend that said he used to rent there, but he was like his drum studio. It was like a music studio to him. So I was like, a bar with a music studio? And that now makes sense.
They never been to Bar City?
Nah, I've never been.
You never been to Bar City? No. You never went to Below? No?
It was kind of ratchet. I ain't gonna lie.
This was back like pre-COVID era. Pre-COVID, 2018.
That's kind of my shit, you know?
Where the fuck were you? Where were you?
What kind of promoter are you?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay. So you worked at Below, Bar City. Where else, dog? Where else did you work out in the city?
I worked for Ace Sinatra at Profe.
You were at Profe?
Yeah, I did some company bartending gigs, some promo gigs.
Okay.
And then I was
over there.
Then I was at Legends for forever.
Okay, I know. I
promoter
know Legends.
For Legends. Shout out GFM. Shout out Brent. Yeah, shout out my boy Cali.
Hell yeah. Okay. How'd you like over there at Profe?
Profe, I was in my scene. You know why? Because the first time I ever worked there, I guess I parked at Walgreens. Motherfuckers told my wit. No, so I told Ace, I was like, I'm never coming back over here again.
That's where I got my first DWI, right there in that fucking Walgreens.
Right down that street.
Yeah, type shit. Yes. Wait, ain't no sign Walgreens? Saying you can't park there. So I was like, all right, I'm parked there.
There's a sign that said don't park there, though.
Well, I didn't see it at the time. So I was like, fuck it. So I parked there. And then I told Ace, I was like, I'm not coming back here again, dog.
What you say?
Because I'm from the East. Going all the way to Cincy and getting drunk and then trying to drive back, I wasn't with it.
Dude, it's hard. It's hard to drive across town and not get fucked and be like.
Yeah, no. It's like not even a fun trip no more.
No, hell no. You got to lock in.
You got to lock the fuck
I don't like to drive back. No. Imagine being locked in, driving back. I don't like that shit.
You're too locked in.
I already know myself. I'm like, I have too much fun anywhere I go. If I'm drinking, I need to.
That's why I like keeping my residencies. I mean, Mangles is the only one I got to drive all the way over there for. But like, I like keep my residencies on the west side and downtown, midtown.
But I like to step out a little bit into
see what
I could do different. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, I'm gonna step out my comfort zone and go to a Profe, which I never really liked. I was in competition with them, but Izzy pissed me off one time. So I was like, I'm gonna go to the west. I fucked it up in the west when I came.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do that no more. So I came back to the east. Nah, but yeah, that shit was tight. That was an era.
I mean, I liked Profe. It was ratchet as fuck.
It was just dangerous.
It was dangerous as fuck. It was dangerous. Did you ever go to Profe?
I didn't, just because one of the owners, he used to be like, he started like taking pictures, like dope ass pictures, right? Uh-huh. And I kind of bailed on him because back in the day I was like this.
Oh, you're talking about Ace, right? The black guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's not the owner. He's actually what I am too.
No, maybe not him. He was badass. He even had like, some good even models.
But well, like, was he black?
Ace, huh?
Yeah, that's Ace. Ace
Sinatra, yeah.
So I had bailed on him a couple times, and he just kind of like sent me like, don't ever fuck with me ever again type message. Shit. So I never went like to his bar.
Yeah,
I would
say that Ace, out of all the, he was a promoter all this shit. He kept it very professional, and that's what I would hear. He always kept
it
professional.
Then it wasn't Ace, because I know there was like a couple of them that did pictures. I don't even want to speak on anybody's name, but I'm like,
no, you're good.
Yeah. No,
fuck it. Call them out, man. Fuck that shit.
Hey, yeah, shit. I'd be like, you did that shit, nigga. It was you.
I just want to make sure it's the right motherfucker that I'm all fucking.
Because if you did something right, you would tell us.
It was so long ago, dude. It was like 10 plus years ago, like when he was barely coming up.
Ace has been doing it for a while, too.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think he started. Because
I know his friend even like had like even like a group of girls that he wanted me to like be included with. So there was like two of them that. That did that whole little modeling gig thing.
Yeah,
so I never went. End of
when
story.
When Ace first started coming up, because I've known Ace like since he was here in El Paso,
mm-hmm.
he would do like the modeling, the FK models. He would do more.
Okay,
like
so
music
it's not
videos.
FK. It's not the FK models.
GFM?
I don't know what you're talking about. That.
Dude, this so long ago? Oh my God.
I don't know.
Damn it.
So
yeah,
my girl Voo, you know, she got Alzheimer's, you know? She got
that
she
and then
model.
I was just
kind
of yeah.
We told you a secret mom, I don't know.
All right, yo, we haven't done a cheers, so let's do a cheers real quick. Cheers. Aww. My boy Freddie. Appreciate you coming
Merry
on.
Christmas. Shout out.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, y'all. Cheers.
Hell yeah.
All right, we're about 15 minutes in, which means it's time for some horny questions.
Oh, this is what it is.
Now, Vu has a long list of questions on that phone that she's about to read off right now for Mr. Freddie right here.
Let's
go.
Go
ahead,
Vu. Should we start a little scandalous?
No,
or should we just kind of like?
I don't give a fuck. Let's go.
This is your segment.
I'm gonna skip it. I'm gonna skip whatever one I want, though.
As we will.
Okay. I'm going to start off a little slight, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys.
Both of us or just
I guess so.
I mean, I kind of just, you know, I ask you and I kind of
we'll kind of just, you know, we'll table it out.
It kind of flows,
This is going to be crazy.
All right. So, who do you guys think cheats more, men or women?
Women.
Women for sure.
What?
You know what? I think... Nah, you know what? I changed my answer. Men cheat more. Women are better at not getting caught. But I think men still cheat more.
I feel like men are better
I think,
not getting caught.
No, I think
men are sloppy.
Like, I think they both cheat. You know what's crazy? They both cheat equally, but society thinks it's men. So,
bro,
no one's really winning.
I get caught all the time.
No, like, yeah.
Yeah, like, from over there, I'm trying to be sneaky. I'm like,
the lady. I could cheat on a girl 100 times, you feel me? But, like, if she cheated on me once, I'm leaving that bitch. What are you talking about? Ew, that shit going to hurt, nigga. I don't need that.
What about me?
What? If a girl cheats on you, are you working it out?
They never cheat on me. I'll tell you. Or they never get caught, which is my point.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I would have to say men cheat more. Women are better at not getting caught. But I feel like women don't cheat as much. Mm-hmm. Wait, you cheat a lot?
Me?
You're a cheater?
I plead the fifth.
You're a
Anyways,
cheater,
next
cheater,
question.
Oh, shit. That's why I just stay single. That's why I stay single. Fuck off. I don't got to cheat on nobody.
Now, you know what? If I want to be faithful, I'm going to be faithful. But, I mean, if I see that you're, you know, like, not texting me for a day or two, like, I'm going to do my shit, too. Like, fuck off. Like, don't even play with me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I just stay single. You feel me?
Once the jacket came off, you know this was throwing the shots.
Once the questions came out, I had to lock in.
What's the question again?
Once the questions came, I had to lock in.
Okay, so with that being said, are they hiding you if they don't post you on social media?
I would say personally, no. But if they're hiding you, the way you know they're hiding you is if they don't want to take you out.
Fuck no, they don't want you.
If you take you out, it's to like
a little dive bar to the movies. To the movies.
You at their parents' house all the time.
Are we talking about like
you at the movies all the time?
Yeah, right.
Nah, I think no.
But are we talking about like relationship wise or like side hole wise? Like,
I mean, obviously, what you tell us.
I mean, sometimes.
Go ahead, tell us.
Like sometimes it's like if you are in a relationship, you want to hide your girl because you don't want no one to fuck with her. Sometimes, you know what I mean? You have a side hoe because that side hoe is someone else's girl. So that's why sometimes you don't want to.
You can't be posting.
It could also be.
Okay, so let's have a little more into that question. Let's dig into Freddie's brain. Where do you take someone else's girlfriend that's your side hoe? Where do you take her out to?
I take her out to?
Where would you take her? She wants to go out.
I mean, I like McDonald's and shit.
What if she wants to go out for a drink?
No, honestly, I'll take her somewhere nice. Like, you know what I would take her? I'll take her to District Airways.
He's got bad habits.
Hey, that's not bad.
Hey, is Roll Taco
the Roll Tacos there are crazy. So
no, they are, though.
If you know what I mean, if I'm trying to crack, you know what I mean, I'm trying to feed a girl before, I'll be like, all right.
And you going to feed her Roll Taco?
I'll take her to a bar and grill type shit. Hell no. If I already know I'm going to crack, I'll just take her to a bar
up. Let's dig a little deeper, dog. Where's the fanciest you've ever taken a girl, dog, to crack? You know, like, I got
Applebee's, nigga.
Applebee's for real?
No, I'm just kidding. have you ever been to Grimaldi's?
Grimaldi's is cool. I like that. Grimaldi's, it's right there off the
fountain. I've never been.
It's like a pizza place. It's fancy, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like $50 a pizza, and they got like wine and shit.
Yeah.
I used to work there. That's where I started working and shit.
Oh, for real?
But like, that's where all the big bosses would go and shit.
But oh, yeah. I fucking bet, dude.
It's expensive as fuck.
For some pizza?
I heard it's expensive.
It's good, though. It's from New York.
Yeah?
I've never had Grimaldi's. Never had Grimaldi's.
Neither have
I. I have had Artovino's. Artovino's.
That's I'm right a there. That's right
there. Right there on Mountwood and like Zaragoza. No,
I don't know. There's one right across on Cincy right there that Artovino's hits every fucking time. Every time. Okay, let's keep it going.
Let's go, baby.
Enough about this pizza talk. I'm getting hungry.
I know what I'm saying. Well, okay.
Real hungry.
Hey, Little Caesars.
Okay, so talking about pizza.
Oh.
Would you
let me get a piece of that ass.
Nah, for real.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Would you rather have.
I'm not. I'm just I said I'm not.
Go ahead. All right. Sorry.
Would you rather have free strippers for life or free pizza for life?
In this economy right now, today,
no cap, pizza.
Pizza, but you know what? I think about it. I'm like, damn, if I have pizza every day, I'm getting some weight.
You don't got to throw money at pizza. Like the strippers, you had that all your whole life. You got to throw money at them.
Okay, okay.
Freddie got a good fucking point. He's got a good point.
Good point.
Like, okay, he's been making some good fucking points today.
All right.
All right, next question. Hit us.
All right.
The other day we had pizza.
The what?
The other day we had pizza.
We did have pizza. We had pizza at Mango's. Or a Wolf.
Where?
It's delicious.
Oh, yeah? You guys have food there?
No, he just bought us a pizza.
Oh. That shit was gas. I ain't gonna lie.
Tell us. All right, next one.
So, is it a deal breaker if a girl doesn't give head or gives... Okay. Is it a deal breaker if a girl doesn't give head or gives bad head? If you're trying to date a girl,
I would say it's a deal breaker if she doesn't give head. If she gives bad head, now let's break down bad head. What is bad head to Vu?
Oh, bad head is
what is bad head?
You know what bad head is.
No, what
so like
what?
What I would
like, I mean, can
so
you be a coach? Can you be a coach
Freddie?
And tell
what
her
is bad head to Freddie?
Like in my opinion, in that question, I would rather just not get any head. If she knows she got good head, she's going to give it. But if you know she got bad head and she try to give it to me, I'll get pissed.
Okay, but what if you want head?
but me as a man, I like to rather give a bitch some head than get some head.
I like to, me too.
I ain't even trying to, like.
I'm a giver.
If she knows she got good head, okay. She'll give you some head.
I'm a giver.
So what does it mean when a guy, like, isn't an eater?
What the fuck? Wait.
Munch?
What
you talking fuck? About like a munch? A nigga not in a munch or something?
Yeah.
I mean,
he doesn't like to fuck. Okay, he's not horny.
Let's say he lays it down. Hold on. Let's say he lays it down, but he's not a fucking eater.
If he lays it down, is not an eater. One, he's not horny. Okay,
the
man who is horny. I'm sorry, y'all. The audience is watching over here.
They're good.
Are you guys okay? You sure? We can tone it down.
They're of age.
They know what's going on.
I would hope so.
They're of age. Dude.
We were talking about some crazy shit.
I just met them on the street, y'all.
She said, we need an audience. She said, we need an audience. She said,
we need some fans in this bitch. All right, y'all. So if he's not an eater, one, he doesn't love you. All right.
Ooh.
That's for sure.
Man who doesn't.
That's for sure. Honestly,
that's
number
one. But number like looking a little like okay. Obviously, he don't love you, but the other obvious is he's not horny.
Yeah,
man
for sure.
Who's horny, he gonna
do whatever you want. He gonna do.
If they serve you,
talking about what?
Pan con weenie. If they serve whatever they serve you, you're gonna eat.
They serve you a fucking butter burrito. They gonna eat that.
A man who is horny, it's the same thing. A man
that
who's
is
horny.
A great question. I mean, answer. I'm sorry.
No, that's actually.
Well, I'm full of them. I'm full of them. When the fuck did this turn into a booze after
that.
Party?
Motherfucker said.
That she's asking.
Motherfucker
all the fucking
said, I am the answer. Motherfucker said, I am the answer.
I'm answering questions like I'm the guest. What the fuck?
Motherfucker said, I am the answer.
Questions.
The nigga's stupid.
Okay, come on. You got any more, Boo?
I do. I got a couple more.
Go ahead. Knock them out.
All right. What's considered a high body count for a female?
Go
one.
Frank.
What? Be realistic.
No, honestly, I'll go with like how old that bitch is. If she's like 18, She got already got 20 out. God, but she like my 18, age.
20, how old are you?
I'm 29. See, okay. My age, I'll go with like 20.
I would say that's a good way to put it, though.
Feel me?
The age old thing shit is the age to body count. That's a good ratio. I would say, fuck, I don't know, man. I'm a little.
You know you don't give a fuck, motherfucker. Next.
Nah, I kind of give a fuck.
I give a fuck, but I'd rather not know. I'd rather just.
Yeah, that part, right?
Don't tell me. Why are you gonna ask her? Because imagine she asked me or you. Ooh. Ugh, that would be crazy.
You fucking horny motherfucker.
So I'd rather just not.
Horny boys.
The only reason why we ask them girls that is because they ask us that and we got to answer. So I'd be like, bitch, what's yours?
Exactly.
But I would never ask a girl her body count. No cap.
Yeah, please don't.
Go ahead, boo.
Please
what's your body count?
Next question.
Oh, no, yeah, I want to know.
When
come
you
on now.
With someone, do you let them sleep over or do you make them leave?
Wait, what's the question again? I'm sorry.
When you hook up with someone, do you let them sleep over? Or do you make them leave?
I'll let Aaron answer first because I got
this. This is your podcast. You answer first.
All right, well, shit. The pussy was good. Definitely she could stay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That shit didn't do the job. She going to get an Uber for herself at 7 a.m.
For herself?
You got hey, I don't got no Uber money. I got cash, though. You want to do
You can still get a taxi, by the way.
Nah, I'm just fucking around, though. I'm just fucking around, though. Like, on some real shit, though. Like, nah, I'll get her Uber. Like, if it didn't go as well for me and her, but if it went well for me and her, obviously, you don't even got to ask her to leave. You just be cuddled up.
But what if you mean, what if it went well? Like, she just, she gave you the business.
Well, like, you know how about, I don't really just be fucking bitches. Like, it's all about energy. So, the energy was.
All right, y'all, thank you all for tuning in.
Hey, look. So, if the energy.
You ain't here for bullshit.
No, for real, I don't just be fucking bitches. Like, if the energy there and it's good, I'm a fucker, but.
Okay.
And she get to stay, or I get to stay. Usually,
you gonna make her breakfast the next day?
I'll make it. If that shit was crazy. I'll
what is
it.
Crazy?
I'll be the one to wear
so
the
let's
nightgown.
Break it down. What is crazy?
I'll even put on the apron. We talking about what?
We talking about Five Nights at Freddy's. What is crazy? What's crazy for Freddy?
What's crazy? Like, what do you mean by that, brother?
I don't know what. Like, she giving you the business. What's crazy?
What's crazy, bro?
What's crazy about?
Man, you know what's crazy, bro? When a bitch stuck in your dick.
Okay.
And she licked the gooch. Not even the ass.
Just the gooch.
Nigga, that shit is different. Okay. That's how you really know a bitch fuck with you. I ain't gonna lie.
That's swaggy.
What if she sucks it? Sucks it or licks it? What feels better?
Damn, I mean, if she go. I mean, if
crazy.
She.
It's not that crazy.
If
come
a girl
on,
suck
guys, like,
on my gooch.
Like, suck that, but like,
no,
I'm not sucking
but
my
I know, I've, honestly, in all my years of professional hornyism, I've never had my gooch sucked on.
Then they don't love you.
Yeah,
they
man.
Don't love me.
There's some girls. Some girls are delusional. They do this shit, so they, which is dope, though, because I mean, I eat ass all the time, so.
You eat ass and they eat your ass?
Nah.
Nah, he didn't do that. Too confident.
It's a gooch, bro. It's a gooch, bro.
So you don't go for any further than the gooch?
Nah, hell nah.
That's as far as you go with the gooch.
I don't believe it. Hook him up to the light detector.
You can do it.
You know what? Come
you
on.
You light detector?
Come on back here. He's cycling
surprise,
the basement the whole time.
Hell no, this is crazy.
So you never had your ass ate?
Nah.
Nah, why not?
I mean,
just because I had never been a
have you ever had your dick sucked from the back?
Yeah. From the back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
your guys' dick reaches that far? Might. Congratulations.
Well,
there's not a lot that does.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I mean, it's a thing for me. I'd be like.
It's called the, what is it called? The rusty trombone, dog, when they like.
That's what it's called?
Well, it's the rusty trombone is when they're eating your ass and they're jerking.
That's
off
what
the
I'm
same
saying.
Time.
So they never ate your ass while eating, sucking your dick from the back.
Yeah, I mean no. Well, no,
you just said they never ate your ass before.
So what?
No,
do
they
you
had. No, they have ate my ass before. I said that many times on the podcast.
So I know a lot of girls that like it in the back door. What do you guys feel about the back door?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, guys, it's like I'll try it if they want to. Then we'll do it because I know, like, I can imagine like what it feels like. I've had a finger.
No.
I've had a finger in my ass.
Oh,
and that
no.
shit
hurts.
Hell
no.
So I can imagine if
no.
putting
a whole dick.
A whole dick. I can imagine what that feels like. I'm like,
yeah, it's horrible.
So
it's horrible. I don't know how
to
do that
about
shit.
It, I'm about All right, but if they're like, stop, I'm gonna be like, nah, fuck that shit.
Honestly, them ladies love that shit, low key.
Not me. Sometimes some do, but I'm asking you guys, like, what do you guys feel about it?
Oh yeah, I love that shit. I like all that. I love all that shit. Really? Like when I give it to, if she usually they're the ones that put it in too.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I've had a couple. I've had a couple that will like just like ram it in. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I've had like some girls tell me like I'd rather I prefer it there than the front door, and I'm like, what the fuck? That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I can't even picture like coming like that.
No, yeah, dude, they do.
Neither can I, but it's possible.
So each his own. Whatever makes you happy.
So let's get to some. It's time. We're 30 minutes into the podcast.
Wow, let's go.
You know what time it is? It's shot time, y'all.
Let's go, baby.
It's shot time. Let me get him.
Let's go, baby.
All right.
All right, y'all. Well.
Let's go, baby.
Here's a little shot for our boy, Freddy.
Don't cheers, y'all. Freddy.
Cheers. Go, don't follow baby. Freddy in the building, y'all.
Ooh. Oh, fuck.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Drink, actually? Fuck.
Yeah, I got you. You can have this one right here. All right, so let's get to some horny stories with Mr. Don't Follow Freddy. Freddy, where's the freakiest place you've ever had sex?
Damn, that's crazy. You know the mall?
The mall?
What?
Santa Luis Mall?
Yeah, this one I was like in freshman. Freshman? I was in the back. And there's where the dumpsters are at. And it's like,
no, you're a dumpster fucker too. You would work up.
But I was young. I didn't have nowhere to fuck.
Yeah, me too. Same.
We just go to the mall meet up and we just find the most like hidden spot we could find.
Just fuck right there?
We'd go to the back.
By a dumpster?
It was just like multiple girls though. It was just like one. That was like my spot.
You fuck on the floor by the dumpster just?
Just like that. Signing up.
Fa.
You just turn the bitch around and
got
to work.
What about you? You ever lay down on the floor by the dumpster? And
well, no, I was out there playing lookout.
You gave it the dumpster dick real quick.
I was playing lookout though.
It's like when you're living at your parents' house and they're like, leave the door open.
But
and
the mom was.
Like, one.
No, yeah, for real, real quick, like little. No, yeah, I felt that.
So it is Freddy's Christmas special, by the way. I don't know. We haven't talked about it much, but what about Christmas, dog? Have you ever had sex on Christmas?
Hell yeah.
You ever got a freaky on Christmas?
Hell yeah.
Tell us, doc. Let us know. What you do?
What are the apartments called right there? George Dieter and Pelicano? Like Casilejas or something?
I think I know.
They have like jacuzzis during the winter. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it was like the night of Christmas or whatever, right?
The night before Christmas.
And it was
all through the house.
It was the first time I ever touched a white girl in my life. A white girl with a tramp stamp. That's how you know she really white. That's how you know she really white. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Try it out, bro. It was the best pussy I ever had in my life, probably.
Life.
What's her name, dog? Give her a shout out.
I ain't going to say no names because I don't kiss and tell, but she knows she is.
What kind of podcast do you think this is?
Who's very upset?
No, yeah, that's the
first. She does not prove.
That's when I barely started like having sex, too, just like a couple years ago. It was not even my
couple of years ago you better start having sex?
No. It was like not a couple of years ago.
Right, you heard that, right?
A long time ago.
I heard it.
A long time ago, you feel me? A long time ago, but
you said a couple of years, doc.
That's like the most memorable one because it was like Christmas
and you
night.
You fucked in
Christmas
the hot tub?
Yeah, the one there.
Hell yeah.
The one there.
You just fucking.
Yep. And that's when they barely opened that bitch.
On the night before Christmas or Christmas Eve?
Like Christmas Eve.
Oh, Christmas Eve, Eve.
Well, it was Christmas Eve, but it was already past 12 type shit.
You stocked the stocking.
That's the only one I remember, but that was like a long time ago. It's been like more than 10 years, probably.
Hell yeah. Okay. You ever had a boo on Christmas? Let's change it up a little bit, dog.
Damn.
You ever had a boo on Christmas?
Have you ever had a boo on Christmas?
All the time, baby. Nah. I am the boo.
I don't like to be in relationships.
Nah? You never been? What's the longest relationship you ever been in?
11 months.
11 months? Okay, that's fair.
What about you?
It's a good amount.
What's your
longest relationship?
Tell us, boo. Tell us,
let me
girl.
Calculate.
She's clocking it. She's over there.
Shit, honestly.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yo, I got 3 kids, and none of those relationships last.
Okay.
I sound pathetic. I can't keep a man.
I can't keep
nah,
a man.
No, it's not even that.
I'd be surprised if this man went past a year with a girl.
Nah, dude, shit. I go way back.
What's your longest relationship?
Yeah. Come on now. I'm a lover boy.
Shut your ass up. Did you find out what yours was?
Hey, the U is by my heart because guess what? The U stand for you and me.
Oh, that was
my, my last one was from, we ended in 2020. So 4 years backtrack, 2016 to 2020.
So like four years?
Yeah.
That's a lot
of time. That was my last like serious relationship.
I can't do that.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
You.
You can't do that? You got trust issues?
It was, like, miserable, dude. After a while, I was like, hey, cousin. What the hell? Are you home from work now? Like, it's, you know, I don't know. I feel you.
I can't do it.
Relationships. You just
I like to take a nap and not, like, get in trouble when I wake up. Or, yeah. Like,
I mean, that's going to happen even if you date.
Okay.
Right? Yeah,
I don't know. It you guys are giggling off your chest. Does. Go ahead. Get it off your chest.
It does actually happen when you date. You
yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. This is a little therapy session. Go ahead.
So, who hurt you, bro?
Dr. Aaron Phil. Who hurt you, bro?
To
solve everyone's problems. All right, so let's get back to the horniness. Freddie.
Talk to me.
You worked at a lot of bars.
Yes, sir.
How many of these bars have you fucked at? How many, Doc? Don't lie to us.
Damn.
I know you get busy at the bars.
I've only did
but
it like
how busy?
I'm like kind of professional with this shit. Honestly,
really?
That's why I've been doing it so long.
Yeah,
I can't just like get be up on a girl in public because the other girls would get mad and they would not come the next weekend. So I've only fucked at the bar like 3 times out of all the bars and
really?
Clubs I worked at.
Damn, how was it? How was like the 3 times?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, so what was amazing about it? Break it down.
Just the adrenaline, man.
The adrenaline.
Knowing that you're not supposed to be doing it.
You get
feel
on the bar
me?
Top, you're like, ah.
Like, that's what makes it dope, though. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
knowing
that
you're
supposed to be doing
it.
The refrigerator, all that. Like,
not the refrigerator.
Okay, girl, it's cold. Get the fuck out of here.
No, but like, literally, like, you know you're not supposed to be doing it, or like, with the place you're doing it, you're not supposed to be doing it at. That's when, like, it's amazing because the adrenaline.
Yeah,
the climax go crazy. I promise you.
The climax, he said.
That's brutal, right? Like, that's what it is.
So you've been, you know, you're working at these bars. How you ever fell in love at the bar, dog? What's your rule? You fall in love at the bar?
Yeah,
you
I
fall
did.
At the bar.
I did. You know what? Why?
What happened?
Because when I was, remember I told you I was nobody when I went to go to the Bar City the first time.
Yeah.
And I used to see this girl. I was like, damn, I gotta be relevant to get this bitch.
Yeah.
So once I became relevant, I went straight out to Shorty.
And then?
And then, yeah, I fell in love with that bitch.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And that was the 11th month long relationship?
That's what, you know, that was also a lesson because you're not supposed to fall in love with a bartender or a bottle girl.
Damn, so she was a bottle girl.
Or you're not supposed to eat where you shit. Or you know what
I
mean?
Oh, you guys work together. Okay.
Yeah, like shit. So that was a big lesson. That's why I really don't do that with a lot of girls.
Okay. So tell us, dog. You know, is your heart's frozen from the bars because it's been in the refrigerator for so long at the bar? How do you warm it up, dog? How do you warm up Freddie's heart?
Shit, I drink some Hennessy.
I don't got Hennessy. I got that Johnny Walker on me.
I drink some Hennessy. That's you know. What I
mean. Tell us about this body count, dog. You were real hesitant to tell us about the body count earlier.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows what my body count is.
No.
Who's everybody?
It's literally not a number. Like, it's a number not to flex on. You know what I mean? It's a number just like, damn, all them bitches I fucked, and I never, like, found the one type shit.
Damn.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
Dr. Aaron Phil. That
Freddie's
part.
Freddie's about to start crying.
No, hurts.
Y'all hurt him.
Type shit.
Hurt him to the point where he has to fuck every bitch he meets. To find the one.
Unfortunately, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, that's what it was. That's what it is, though.
So it's what, it's some advice.
I'm being honest.
Some life advice.
Wow, honest, it's a high number. Wow, well over 100.
But, damn!
I've been fucking since I was like, you know,
12 years old.
7 going to 8th grade.
So about like almost 12 years old.
Nah.
About 13, 14?
Yeah,
young. Younger than that? Damn.
When did you guys lose your virginity?
I was a late boomer. I was until 16.
That's not even that late, fool.
That's good,
come
though.
On.
I wish I was like
a little late.
Yeah.
I was 16.
Early. I started early, so I just started doing everything. Like, I just started to do everything in the book.
What do you mean?
Like, everything. And, like, I used to watch porn, and I used to be like, damn, I want to do all that. So, like, everything in the book, I've probably done in that shit. It's crazy.
So, the first time you guys saw a vagina, you guys were like,
it's crazy. It's crazy, though. Like, shit get old. So, I'm like, I'm finna try this now. Or, like, let's do have sex over here. Like, let's have sex over there. Like, just try shit out because shit got boring.
You got to switch it up. You gotta change up the flavor.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. What about you, Vu? How old are you?
Don't be ashamed either. Shit.
I started early.
Early?
Yeah.
Early?
I was 14. I mean, shit, I had my first baby at 17.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hell yeah. That's still, honestly, not that young.
That's pretty young.
I don't know how old. I mean, my mom had me when I was like 15, 16. Back in the days, it was normal for like,
My mom was.
It was normal for mothers to have babies like at 15, 16. Like now, girls are having them like at over 20. So, like at 17, it's like I'm not surprised, but it is still young.
That's think about it now.
It's young when like I still had like a fucking immature mentality. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was not ready, and I was still like just kind of like you know. Fucked up in the head and just.
Are you still fucked up in the head?
I am.
Me too, man. As long as you're honest about it.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. As long as you get off your chest, you let everybody know. Hey, you know I'm.
And you know what though? Like I feel like yo, like me, like I've been voodoo for a long time. Never gonna be that bitch that like hits my peak. Like I'm always a bitch that evolves. I'm always gonna keep going. I'm always gonna fucking do better. And you know.
I like that.
Try to make everybody around me be better and
she's
feel
never
better.
Content. Like she's always trying to do better.
Yeah.
You can never find the peak if you never see the peak.
Exactly.
Just keep going up. Shit, bars.
Damn, that,
bars.
Hey, that shit was tight, guys.
Bars.
Dr. Aaron Phil. Hey,
what can I say? That's what I'm here for.
That's what
I'm here for. All right, let's get back to Freddie and his love life.
Let's go.
He's got a lot to get off his chest. Mm-hmm. Tell us, dog. Tell us. Who broke your heart? Who made you this way?
You know who broke my heart?
Your heart?
My baby mom.
You have a baby mom?
Yeah.
What? How many?
Damn. How many kids you have?
I only have one.
Okay.
Only one right now. Hopefully. You feel me?
He's all that I know of.
No, yeah. My baby mom.
What she do? What's your baby mom do?
I don't know.
It's a baby mama daddy drama type shit.
That's the way. Honestly? Like having beef with my baby mama is worse than having like any ops. Like I don't give a fuck who wants to smoke, who wanted beef. We could go crazy, but when I got my mom as my baby mama as my op, that's the worst beef I got.
Your baby mama is your biggest op, bro.
Yeah, the biggest op, the one I'm biggest worried op. About. Type shit. I'm not worried about nobody else but her.
She's trying to take you out.
Yeah. Out, not my out. Baby daddies.
And they know how because they carry your seed. They're a legend. It's crazy. So that's the only op I give a fuck about.
Just the baby mama.
For real.
Give her a shout out, dog. Who's your baby mama?
Shout out to my baby mama. Do you know who you is?
Respect to the baby mamas, because it ain't easy, baby.
No, yeah, hell yeah. I'm always going to love that girl, but you know, she knows what she did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
I know I didn't.
So she broke your heart like that? Stomping your heart.
If I told you the story, you'd be tripped.
Like
if I told you the story, y'all be tripped up. If I told you the story, y'all be tripped up.
She's saying you victimized yourself.
Sorry. I don't even know.
No, that's why.
I want to hear.
If I told you the story,
tell us, Doc. We got plenty of time.
Nah, this was crazy. This was deep.
Little breakdown.
This was deep.
Go ahead, Doc. Take a drink. Take a drink, Doc.
It's okay. We got Dr. Aaron Phil.
There you go.
Hell no, I can't do it.
You can't do it?
Damn. Can't do that one right there.
I respect it.
That was crazy. I'll tell you off the camera, but nah, on camera, hell no.
Damn.
Can't show
she should be. She'll take this to court, dog.
Nah, she could take it to court. It'll be against her, though. Not against me. That's why I just wait.
One time with my baby daddy, I was like, I know he has a bitch over. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we were broken up, but I'm like, you know, I went out and got drunk. This is like her dad. Okay, like long fucking time.
I'm so sorry.
No, so long sorry, time ago. She's probably like three fucking years old, dude. I was like, I know he has a fucking bitch in there. Blah, blah, blah. I go right. We're like coming from the club. I fucking kick the door with my heel. I'm so drunk. My heel gets stuck
in the
motherfucking door. Bro, and I'm like, I panic and I fucking ran. And then he texts me, he's like, I know this is your fucking heel, motherfucker. Like,
I didn't know it was your heels, though.
Cover your ears or whatever.
She knows. She knows. We have no filter with each other. Nah, shit. That motherfucker long gone. We don't even know where he is. Bye, bitch.
Damn. I will say one time it wasn't all like, you know, it was like, it wasn't even a serious relationship. We were just fucking around, blah blah blah. But this bitch went with her ex at the time. I thought they went home, so I knew where this bitch lived. So I told my boy, I was drunk as fuck. I said, "Yo, drive the car, drive to this address." Boom, we pull up. Bam! I kicked down that fucking door.
You did.
Bro, as soon as I kicked open the door, I kicked open that fucking door. I was like, I just see like a black doorway, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck am I doing?
And you're like, okay, what's plan C? What's plan C?
I ran back downstairs. I jump in the whip. I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here. We pull up to the after party, blah, blah, blah. We're partying. I get a message. Hey, I know it was you. I kicked in my fucking door. I have your boot print on my door. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bitch.
I was in bed.
Bitch, I'm at an after party.
No, that's all I am.
Oh, my God.
Damn, that was a good time. I like that. You know, you kick that shit in.
I kicked that shit. I said, bitch, come outside.
Was it a fucking
daddy?
It a wooden door?
I mean, yeah. And then it was like one of those newer houses on the Tierras. No, it's one of those new houses, or the newer house. Back in the day, there were the newer houses on the Tierras.
On where?
Ah, fuck. It was like, dude, Tierra something. I don't fucking remember. It was fucking, this is like 18, 17 years ago. Like, I can't fucking remember.
Fuck, I don't know, man. Fuck, I don't know about that. But
it was just going up Pebble Hills, and I don't know. It's
somewhere.
Who cares?
In the Tierra.
Shit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's break it down. We got the last 10 minutes here. So let's break it down with some rapid fire questions for our boy. Don't follow Freddy.
Oh, this is crazy.
Mr. Freddy, are you a ass or titty man?
Oh, I'm all about the ass, bro.
All about that ass?
I can fuck with a bitch with no titties, but if she got a fat ass, cute face. Not even, she don't even gotta be beautiful or like pretty.
Have to be pretty.
She just gotta be cute. You feel me? With a fat ass, I'm going for it.
That's it.
I don't give a fuck about no titties. I got bigger titties than her, and I'll still fuck if she got a fat ass.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I promise you.
Go ahead, boo. Give him the business.
Let's see.
Question.
Okay. Do you prefer creamy or wet?
I think she thinks like creamy or squirting. I'd rather do creamy.
No, because there's a difference.
Creaming is like already wet though. So
nah,
it's like,
it's
not like,
creamy,
but
it's like,
I've heard a question like that before, but it's like either creamy or squirting. I'd rather that bitch cream.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Why, is squirting too messy?
No.
Yeah, honestly, squirting is cool, right?
Like I've only had squirting, so I don't know what.
Like, squirting is cool, right? But then, like, sometimes, like, they just be overdoing it. Mm. I'm just like, all right, yeah.
I gotta sleep in a wet ass bed.
Yeah, like, what? Like, I'd be like, hey. I'd be like, chill. Like, every time. Like, every time I'm stroking, like, that should just come out. I'm like, all right. It was cool first time.
What do you mean, first? With the wrong bitch. What the fuck?
Nah, but I like when a bitch cream, though.
Even
though.
I know, burn.
When the squirt hits your eyes, that shit burns.
Nah, I be. Sometimes I balls.
It gets you an angry pirate?
Sometimes I be putting my face right there when they squirt in. I don't care. I'll be putting my face in there.
Like facial.
All that. But I'd rather cream than even being wet or squirting. I'd rather them cream.
Okay.
All right, so Freddie, where's the craziest place you ever had
You already asked. Relations. You were asking me that.
He said behind the dumpster.
No, that was the
No,
craziest.
I said at the mall.
Like, oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's right, we did. That's right.
My where mom. Electrical stuff's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, you busted at me last time. Remember, I did that shit to fucking Eddie?
You're getting off your phone, bitch. She made the same question. Like, yo, you already asked that question. She's like, I did?
I want to know again.
Let me get to my backup questions. All right. Next question. Freddie. If you could build your perfect woman for yourself, what would it look like? Perla, what would she look like?
I'm going to start with a fat ass.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Okay.
Mid-sized titties, nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
She got to have a gut.
She got to have a gut?
She got to have a gut.
You like that love.
I like that. I like when a bitch have a gut. I don't know why. Not too big, though. You feel me? But she got to have a gut.
You like them a little, okay.
I like them blonde or, like, straight black hair. I like them tatted.
Yeah?
They got to dress nice, too, though.
All right.
For real. And then that's it, man. The personality got to be A1. The energy got to be there. That's the most important one, actually.
Okay.
All that's right. It. Simple, man. Oh, and she just got to be loyal. That's really all that matters to me. I could have a, I could have a 7 that's loyal, and I'll take her over a 10.
Yeah, yeah. Just one more thing with the 7. All right. So, would you rather have a freaky chick that's super bad, or would you rather have an ugly girl that's loyal?
It depends on what I'm looking for.
Bad, like she's a bad, like she's bad, like
she's bad.
It depends on
bad.
What I'm looking
like,
for,
what
though.
What do you mean bad? Like, what are we saying bad? Like,
everything,
bad.
Everything that he just described, that's him and the chick that he's trying to get with.
But she's bad, like she's a bad bitch.
Oh yeah, I'm keeping a freaky bitch.
Okay, yeah, I'm keeping the freaky bitch.
Yeah,
freaky
bitch? Got to. What?
But she's not gonna be loyal.
But she ain't gonna be loyal.
Ah, fuck. Man, shit. I don't know about that. Fuck.
Nah, yeah, she
you
just.
You guys really give a fuck about loyalty?
I really do, but like, yeah. Like in my position right now, I'm just looking for someone that's gonna be a part of the program.
So when you start talking to a girl, do you guys have a roster already, or do you guys just are you guys loyal to that one girl? Like, be honest.
I can ask you the same question. You got a roster?
So this ends podcast.
I bet. No, I mean, you got a roster.
So, okay, so, I mean, I'm a different type of female, so I don't think I go, like, along the same range as, like, no? Okay, we're all hoes in El Paso, is that what you're trying to say, motherfucker?
I'm a different kind of female. you got
I'm just saying, like, I've...
She said,
but you are single, though, right?
I am different.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, mostly...
Go ahead.
You are single, though, right?
So...
No.
Oh, shit, it's crazy now.
So
she didn't ask the question.
Hold on.
I'm gonna give you the long form answer.
The scientific answer.
Look it. Because
we're looking, all right. We're waiting for you to answer.
So okay. Well, okay.
Yeah. What?
I was gonna say why don't you guys answer, but whatever, I'll answer first.
Go ahead, answer.
Okay, so before when I was dating, yes, I would meet guys and then I'd be only about them. But and then, you know, they would ghost me, they would disappear for days at a time and then come back and I'd be all stupid and oblivious, whatever, right? Uh-huh. So after a while I just kinda felt like, okay, well, like when he ghosts me, like why can't I have a Tuesday guy? Why can't I have
that's crazy right? That she's naming the days.
So like now dude, like, you know,
that's
I'm
not a bad way to think.
Now I'm trying
how I used to say that girls are the same, man.
So now that I'm trying to date, dude, it's like hard. It's like I want to be serious with this one guy, but and then like he tries to fight with me so he could go out. So I try to
what does that look like when a guy tries to fight with you to go out? What does that look like?
Like, oh, you're being different, or you're like you're acting like a bitch, or just like, you know, just I. Just it, the pettiest shit.
It's weird. Like it's the same way, though. Vice versa, though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know what I mean? So, like...
It is.
He's only doing that because he's comfortable, because you probably do that
or,
to
or
him.
Like, no, like, when they come around and then they're in a bad mood for no reason, I'm like, damn, is he fighting with his side bitch or something? Like, what the fuck? Like, because it's a real thing.
I've heard
like,
that before. Yeah. It's been true. I mean,
like, come on, think about it. Like...
I've been in that position. Like, I understand where you guys are coming from. Okay.
Yeah. So, right now... I mean, I'm trying to work something out with somebody, but he's kind of just like off and on, and so. But I still, you know, like I still have other guys like still wanting to be with me. So it's just.
So what's holding you back from being with those other guys?
She said nothing.
He said,
nothing. He's gonna watch.
Hey, Shorty had a pop. He said nothing. Oh shit. Hey. That's how you know that. That's how she really felt, though. That shit was crazy. She said nothing.
She said it from the heart.
She know motherfuckers is watching. That's why she was like, hey, there's nothing.
Okay, your good turn. Answer.
What? What was the question?
I forgot.
What, when you're trying to like pursue a girl,
yeah.
Do you guys still have your roster on the side?
I think it's important to have your roster on the side. I think it is. You know. In the
because
NFL,
you don't know anybody's true intentions,
in the
right?
NFL, they don't go in with the starting quarterback, and they don't have two or three on the back.
It's like chess, too, man.
That part.
You got. It's you like you want to win a championship. You that can't part. Win a championship without a backup roster.
Let's cheers with that.
Hey, cheers. cheers. Wait, mine's already out. Fuck.
Horny boys. It is bad luck.
I'm going to get another one. All right, y'all. Well, we're coming down to the end of the podcast. So
That was fun and quick.
That was fun. That was quick.
A little quickie.
I had fun.
Oh, I know you know about quickies.
I told y'all, them be the best. You feel me? Them be the
but
best.
Before we go, we're going to show one last story because I know my boy Freddie was just in Vegas.
Oh, shit.
And he said he was at a strip club. So we want to know what the strip clubs look like out in Vegas. Go ahead, Freddie. You were out in Vegas. You went to watch a Cowboys game.
Went to watch the Cowboys game.
How was that?
Amazing.
Yeah?
We won two this time. You feel me?
It was crazy. It was a good win.
We only played the Raiders every 4 years. Last time I was in Dallas. This year I was in Las Vegas. This is my first time in Vegas. It's my first time in Vegas.
Every Cholo Bowl. You go to the Cholo Bowl every year. Every time you can.
Yeah, that's basically the Cholo Bowl. No cap.
Oh, fuck yeah. And Vegas is lit, too.
You know, there was more Cowboys fans than Raiders fans at that game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Who the fuck is a Raiders fan nowadays? That team fucking sucks. Okay, so tell us. You went to a strip club.
Dope.
How was it?
Amazing, man.
How are the females out there?
Obviously,
how's
they,
the potential?
They got to be top notch, but you got to know that you can't just be like.
You can't be no bum
so,
right there.
So
you can't be no stupid ass boy.
Well, how much was the cover when you walked in?
Well, for me, it was for free.
It's free. They usually do it for free. Well, they even drive you there for free.
It's usually like really? $50 though.
Really? Okay.
It's usually
did
like
they have free chicken wings?
No, they just serve you drinks for free.
So there was this one place that was like, yo, we're going to drive you there for free. You get free chicken wings.
Free chicken wings?
I never went.
Can I eat them out their ass?
What?
Oh. Something out the bowl?
It's a bone?
Nothing spicy. Nothing spicy.
Hey, unless they want it like that.
Traditional.
Sweet honey barbecue.
Okay, so you went in. No cover. Yeah, they drove you there?
Well, like, honestly, when you're the only person that goes into a strip club, like, they know just to go to you quick.
Okay.
You
get a dance?
No, he asked me, have you ever been?
I don't like it.
Ask her again. Ask her again.
I don't like it.
Ask her if she's been.
Oh, you're a stripper?
I used to be a stripper for 2 years.
Oh, shit. Like, so I didn't even know that. God bless. That's tight.
But when there's like one guy that goes in by himself.
Oh, once they're by themselves, it's like radar.
Yeah, that's what I knew. But I knew when I went to Vegas and did that, I knew it was already wrong. It was a Monday night, so it was like not that lit. So.
There was nobody out there because of the game.
But I had money to spend, but I was never like, I never got to dance. I would just throw money.
Oh, okay. You don't get like a one-on-one?
Nah, I'm like, that's it.
No.
Like, one time I did that here, and they charged me for more songs than I even like heard.
Oh, so yeah, of course we do. We're like, motherfucker, you have four.
Five songs.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, that's $675, bitch.
Young Dolph for one song.
Nah. I heard Young Dolph twice.
Half Kodak Black. That's it. One and a half of anything. Like, half Kodak Black.
Oh, shit.
Like, that's how I be. But like, when I went over there, I already knew. Like, that's how they make. Even the girls on the strip. Like, there's girls that you could take pictures with.
Yeah.
Oh, they be finessing motherfuckers, huh?
What? Bro, niggas was mad because they were charging like $100 to take a picture of them. But when they go up to you, like, they came up to me plenty of times, but I already knew because I see them doing it to boys.
No, they're scammers. They're straight up scammers.
Bro, they go up to you like, oh, like, take a picture. And then at the end of the picture, you're like, oh, you got to give me $100.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, bitch, I'll tell you the picture in front of you.
Yeah,
fuck
that's why,
you.
Yeah,
fuck
that.
That.
That's why you got to be, like, you know, real vigilant, dog, because they be trying to scam you.
Motherfuckers will do it. I swear to God.
Motherfuckers will do that shit.
No, yeah, I believe that shit. So what would you rate the strip clubs out there? Would you go back?
Probably top notch. Yeah, probably not to a strip club. I want to go to Omnia or something like that. I want to go
there. I'll say this one thing about Vegas. It's more about like pimps out there. So like the girls are bad, yes, but they're more pimped out. So they're.
What does that mean? Pimped out.
they got pimps.
They all got pimps.
Not only that, they gotta charge you more too because they gotta pay themselves.
Ah, so they all have pimps.
It's not like. I mean, you could probably find that, like, in bigger cities and stuff.
I've never been to a Vegas strip club, so I don't know.
So I went out to go try to dance out there, like, a couple years back. And I got denied, dude, because it was, like, when, you know, like, tattoos were freshly coming out or whatever. And they were like, nope, you're too tatted. Like, I got denied maybe, like, at four spots until I got hired at the White Horse. And it burned down. Or the Crazy Horse, whatever the fuck it was called. Yeah.
Crazy Horse.
Yeah, dude. And right away, dude, like, these motherfuckers, like, trying to pimp me out. Like, I'll give you a condo. I'll give you this. But you got to give me all your money. And it was crazy, dude.
You would have to give them all your money.
All your money. And they say they take care of you. And, like, yeah, these girls did look taken care of. But imagine all the money that they made and then You gotta fucking give it to your fucking pimp. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Damn, but they would have put you somewhere nice.
Yeah, they would. But I mean, if you ain't put you ain't putting my kids up there and like, you know, like making sure they're good every day. Like, it ain't for me, man, bitch. Like, I'm keeping my money. Like,
yeah,
fuck that. Like, yeah, I could. You could fucking rock me in some Gucci and shit like that. Yeah, no, Vegas is very fucking pimplicious, dude.
Pimplicious.
Yes.
I think that's the name of the podcast. I think that's the name right there. Let's do that. I think it's pimplicious. Pimplicious. Hey, Frankie, we're coming down to the hour mark, man. We made it to an hour.
Hell yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel thankful for you having me here. This is crazy. I haven't gotten this podcast.
Thank you for coming on, man. You shared some horny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us the body count. He told us the body count, by the way.
He said over 100.
He said over 100.
You know. We can estimate. So once they say body count, like I times it by 3. So 300. We're good. And then.
No. Hey, it's definitely not over 200. It's definitely not over 200.
Eggie is. But like, Freddie is heartbroken. He promotes. He's an alcoholic.
And I'm horny.
And I'm horny.
So please.
Thank you, bro, for coming on, man.
Of course.
Let everybody know where they can find you on social media. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can find me at Don't Follow Freddy on Instagram. You can find me on Snapchat at Don't Snap Freddy.
Don't Snap Freddy.
That's fire.
Twitter on Don't Tweet Freddy.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
You're making this shit. Find me on Spotify at Don't Spotify Freddy.
I swear to God. Hell yeah. I promise you.
You're lying.
I swear to God. I'll show them to you right now.
Don't fucking.
It's just something different. Keep going. Follow me, man. If you like ladies, tap in. If you want some business promo in your club, make it pop off. Holler at me. We talk about tag and all that. And then y'all have a good day. Appreciate Aaron having me.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you coming up.
Appreciate you.
Boo,
first time meeting her. Great. Very beautiful. She's very cool. Outgoing. You feel me?
Don't appreciate y'all.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie to kick it. Like, she'll vibe already. I just barely know her.
She's gonna walk out here. Yeah, I know.
Big ass head.
Hey, let her.
But bye, y'all. We'll see y'all later. Peace. Yo, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of My After Party. Wednesdays are back. The After Party will be up every Wednesday, full audio and video, Apple, Spotify, OnlyFans, and wherever you get your podcasts. Cheers.